Well, good morning. Good to see all you folks in the house of the Lord. As Pastor mentioned, we are the Stevens family, and we've been here on a few occasions in the past. The last time was about 2 years or so ago. Is there anyone here you've never met us before? Your first time to meet the Stevens family is today. Okay, a few. We'll take just a moment to tell you a little bit about us. We are from over in Warren, Ohio, near Youngstown. We've been on the road in full-time music ministry now for a little over 40 years, and the Lord has opened up doors for us to minister in about 35 states and a few other countries as well, and well over 4,000 concerts, but who's counting? Somebody is, because I knew that number, right? Real quickly, over here, this young lady's originally from your great commonwealth. She's from Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania. We grew up an hour away from each other, didn't meet till we got to Central Bible College in Springfield, Missouri. She is a speaker, a singer, a songwriter. She plays the piano. She plays the flute. She's the love of my life. Make welcome Tammy, my. And our favorite kid. Okay, you're our only kid. Erin is such a vital part of our music ministry. She is a speaker, a singer, a songwriter. And let's see, back home, you're a homemaker and you're a gardener. Quite a gardener, aren't you? Yeah. And you're a wifey. Yes. You've been married for, what, 3 years now?
Coming up on six, but who's counting?
It goes so fast. Yeah. She married the love of her life. Prince Charming, she looked the love of the world for him, even in other countries. And he lived about 15 minutes the other side of our town.
That's right.
Jake occasionally comes with us on the road as his schedule permits. But you will get to hear him today on our soundtracks. He's an excellent drummer. He works with us in the recording studio in that creative process. So it worked out great for me. I got a free drummer. All I had to do is give him my daughter. That's a pretty good deal, right? Make welcome Mrs. Erin Ozanich.
Well, I slowed down long enough at Bible school to allow him to catch me, and I'm so glad that God has allowed us to be together in marriage and ministry and music all of these years. Rich is a great talent. He's a wonderful singer. He's a pianist. He's also a songwriter. He's our producer and arranger. In fact, he has his own recording studio and is responsible for all the beautiful arrangements that you'll be hearing today. He truly leads our family well. He keeps us laughing down the road over the many thousands of miles that we travel every year. And considering that he spends most of his time with, well, two very high-maintenance women, he still manages to overflow with the fruit of the Spirit. Miracles still happen, amen? But you can keep praying for him, all right? Please welcome my husband, Rich, today. Pastor, will you come? We'll be back in a few moments.
If we could have some ushers. This is our regular tithes and offering. We will be taking a special offering at the end of the service for the Stephen family. I want to thank those that were involved with the festival this week. It's been a very busy week, very busy weekend. We appreciate that. Part of our chapel cares, some of the money that you give towards that. We encourage you to give $5 a month towards that so that we can invest in our community. And we were able to be a sponsor of the festival this year. Again, we were involved with the fishing derby, the bike race, the pickleball contest, which was a very successful thing on Saturday morning, the frog hop. Amen. How'd that go? The froggy hop, whatever it is. Amen. And that's an answer to prayer. We've been praying. We've had our prayer team. We've even had prayer down there, town, concerning the Witches of Emlinton group. And we understand that some of them are dropping out. They weren't able to do it. So, you know, when the devil leaves a space, how many know we need to fill it? Amen. And so we were able to volunteer to go in and do what they normally do. And we appreciate that. We were able to be part of the fire company fundraiser meal, the parade. We were in the parade. There are those that did yard selling. So that was participation in our community. They sold. All right. Amen. So these are just some of the things. It was a busy weekend, like I said, for a number of us. And so we appreciate those who had labored with us. And we're believing that God is allowing us to have a name in our community. Amen. So throughout the day, we heard our name as a sponsor of the festival over and over and over again. So we're grateful that people are at least getting in their minds and in their ears, they're hearing that we exist and that we're part of the town. And so let's just pray over our offering today. Father, we just thank you for the faithfulness of your people. We thank you for their giving. We thank you, Lord, that you're financially meeting all of our needs according to your riches in glory. We pray for our young people that are coming from camp today. We pray for as they wrap up. We thank you, Lord, for a safe journey back home. And Lord, we're just believing that what you placed in their hearts, Lord, will bear fruit. And so, Lord, we love you. We give you the honor. We give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
We have a brand new recording since being with you folks last, and it's a collection of some of our very favorite hymns of the church. And this was one of my favorite hymns growing up in the church. Maybe it was one of yours as well. When we got into the recording studio, the song took on just a little bit of a bluegrass feel, didn't it?
Yeah.
And feel free to sing along. I'm sure that you will know this. Many of you will. It's called What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
The promises of God. the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ, my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We would love to share a song right now that my mom recently wrote. And I happen to think that it's one of the most anointed songs that she has ever written. It's called The One and Only Name. Now I'm going to ask you to do something while we sing this song. I ask you to speak the name of Jesus over whatever you are facing in your life today. Maybe you quietly whisper it there, right there in your seat. Or just like our brother here during Standing on the Promises, you stand up, you raise your hands, and you shout his name, Jesus, I need you right now. Perhaps there's something going on in your family right now. Maybe there is a breach in a relationship with your kids or your grandkids. Maybe there's a hurt in your marriage. Maybe something going on between the two of you that nobody here knows about, only you and the Lord. Perhaps there's a financial need that has you up at night saying, Lord, what am I going to do next? Or maybe you went to the doctor this week and you received a diagnosis that you were not expecting, and you're just at your wit's end. When we speak his name, the atmosphere changes instantly. When we speak his name, he is present, he is near, he comes into our circumstance, and he holds us close. We might not get the answers that we need right away, but we know that the great Comforter is here with us every step of the way. Begin to speak his name right now.
There is a name above all others.
a name, a name above all names.
There is a name,
a name that has no equal,
a precious name.
It's good to sit in the Lord's presence, isn't it? I know that you all have come through a busy week of ministry, but it's been a busy week. What a privilege it is to be able to come into God's house and to experience His presence. Does that ever overwhelm you that we can just enter in to the presence of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? The Holy Spirit is here this morning. I don't know what needs you've brought with you today. Aaron mentioned it's personal, but we have a personal Savior, and He cares. He's touched with the feeling of your infirmities, and He encourages us to cast our care on Him because He cares for us. So this morning, would you, if you have a need, would you just lift your hand right now as a sign of faith and just speak the name of Jesus and say, Jesus, you know the need, you know the heartache, you know the burden, you know the cares that I brought with me today. But I'm so grateful that in your presence is fullness of joy. So, Lord, I pray that you would allow us to experience that joy, even in the midst of sorrow, even in the midst of discouragement. Thank you for walking with us. And we trust you, Lord, with the outcome. But we thank you right now that we can be near you and that you are near to us, meeting every need. Touch every heart, touch every life today. As we speak your name throughout the rest of this service, be exalted. Receive the glory that only you are due. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we would love to do another song off of that latest hymns recording that Dad was telling you about earlier. As Mom mentioned, Dad is our arranger and producer. Everything that you hear coming through these speakers is because this guy puts it together. My folks have their own recording studio right there in their home, and it's been so cool my whole life to kind of get like a behind-the-scenes look, if you will, into the recording process, the beginning, the middle, and the end, ultimately to what you get to hear today. And the Lord has given my dad such a unique God-given ability to bring fresh arrangements to the hymns so that the old and the young alike can come together and experience them in a whole new way. And I just gotta say, on this particular song, dude, I'm telling you, you nailed it. I mean, it is so cool. It's kind of retro. It's a little out of your box. I mean, seriously, I'm very proud of you. I really am. Yeah.
She called me dude. Yes.
Not taking that back.
And I'm hoping I think she's sincere, but I also think she probably wants a raise. It's been a while. So,
well, yeah. That's between you and the Lord and hopefully me. You guys are going to love Dad's arrangement of My Savior's Love.
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene and wonder how He could love me, a sinner condemned and unclean.
How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how my sorrows, He made them His very own. He bore the burden to Calvary and suffered and died alone. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me.
Come on over here. Wow. In August, it'll be 41 years. Yeah. 41 years of marital bliss. Is that what you'd call it?
Absolutely.
Okay. Just making sure. being on the road together all these years, it's interesting. Maybe if there's a couple here today that maybe you're self-employed, as we have been all our lives, you're with each other 24/7, aren't you? Yeah. Isn't that something?
It's something.
I wouldn't have it any other way. So she never gets on my nerves. I never get on her nerves. And we'll be the first at the altar call later to repent of that. Let's put it this way. When my brother-in-law calls or texts and says, hey, you want to go fishing for the day? My wife goes, go ahead. Yeah, spend a little time somewhere else. But, you know, on one of our recent recordings, I wrote a love song for Tammy. You can say, ah. I knew you wanted to do that. Now, here's the backstory. Years ago, over 40 years ago now, I wrote a love song for her back then. And that song was called Precious Gift. You can say, ah, one more time. Go ahead. And I sang Precious Gift to her all over the country, in other countries, hundreds, thousands, I don't know, maybe millions of times, who knows. You had it really good. And I always said that I wanted to write a follow-up love song to Precious Gift. Now, I'll be honest, it took me a little while to get around to doing this. In fact, I can't put that long of an interval between the second one and the third one because I won't be here. But just want to share this with you today. You just look so pretty, and I just thought maybe we could just kind of zone in here. Although you're sitting kind of, it's kind of hard for me to see if you can move over a little bit. Yeah, you know, I'm older. My neck is a little stiff when I turn. So now this is called My Life Began With You. It could also be called Precious Gift, the sequel.
Many years ago, once upon a time, God gave me a precious gift when He placed your hand in mine. Years have passed so quickly, seasons change so fast. Hold these moments with me, let's make the music last. Thank you.
So we just celebrated the 4th of July, and decorations are so beautiful. And you know what that means, right? It's in the rearview mirror. What happens next? It's full steam ahead to Christmas. Yay! It's Christmas in July, whether you like it or not. Yes, yes, yes. With these crazy hot temps that we are having lately, I think it's time that we have some cool thoughts. So whether you want to get in the spirit a little bit early, we're going to help get you there regardless. This is Mary's Boy Child.
Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, new King is born today. And a man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
While shepherds watch their flocks by night, they saw a bright new shining star and heard a choir from heaven sing the music.
And take them with us.
Absolutely.
Because they are so responsive and entering into this service. Either that or they're listening to a Pirates game in their head, earbuds or something. I don't know, but that's...
Are they always like that, Pastor Tim? Wow.
Or are they...
Oh, man.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, he stood when none of the rest of you wanted to stand on the promises. You were all sitting on the premises, and he was over there just so into it. I'm sorry, we didn't mean to embarrass you, but that blesses us. It really does. And it should encourage all the rest of you. Amen. Amen. Well, the Lord has been doing some very exciting things in our family. But before I tell you about that, in case you don't remember when we were here the last time, I shared that although I was born here in the United States, I am 100% Romanian. Both sets of my grandparents were born in Romania and came over in the early 1900s, and they settled in the western part of Pennsylvania. And as a little girl growing up, I always had this secret dream and desire that somehow, some way, God would allow this little kid from Beaver Falls to travel to Romania, to go back to the place where it all began for my family. But I was just a little kid, and that was just a little kid's dream, so I just tucked it in my heart. It was between me and the Lord. Well, fast forward many, many years later, 2018 to be exact, And as simply as I can state it to you today, God began to bring Romanian people into our lives. It was just that simple. And as we began to make Romanian connections here in the United States, we discovered that there are Romanian churches all over our country. So we started finding open doors for ministry in churches in Florida, North Carolina, Ohio, and even Arizona. We were just there a couple weeks ago and sang at a Romanian church. And as this was beginning to happen, the three of us were kind of looking at each other saying, God must be up to something. He's trying to tell us something. And sure enough, he was. And so as we began to wait on him and trust him, he began to bring all the pieces of the puzzle together. And in 2019, we made our very first missions trip to the country of Romania. What a joy it was for us to be there, for me personally, to be able to put my feet on that soil, to stand in the little village of Capușu Mic, where my grandmother was born and raised, to know that God allowed the dreams of a little girl all those years ago to finally take place. We had amazing ministry there. We were there for about a month, and as we were getting ready to come home from that trip, our new friends, our new Romanian friends that felt more like family, they said to us, please promise us that you will come back and that you will come back soon. And we said, yes, we will be back. Well, that was 2019. Of course, we all know what happened in 2020. The world kind of turned upside down. And so we didn't make it back then. And a few more years had to pass before God allowed us to see that promise fulfilled. And just last spring, we made our second missions trip to Romania. And yes, praise God, we were so thrilled to be able to finally go back. And if the first trip was amazing, this was like marvelous to the 10th power. I'm going to be real honest with you today and tell you that although I had a desire to go to Romania, I never thought that at this stage of my life, this age in my life, that God would lay a new calling next to the one that we already have. But he has laid the calling of music and missions together. And we feel deeply called to the Romanian people. So I'm very excited to tell you that we are already making plans, raising support, and getting ready to go back to Romania in the spring of 2027. So we would appreciate your prayers. Please stop at the table. Even just grab a business card, put us in your Bible, stick us up on your refrigerator. Please remember to pray that God would open these doors. When we were there the last time, we found out that there are not only Romanian churches all throughout that country, but also Romanian congregations in Austria and Hungary, and even Germany. And so we are praying specifically for this trip that God would open up new doors and allow us to minister to the Romanian people in these other countries as well. So we would so greatly appreciate your prayers that God would direct our steps with this next trip. Aaron, I know that this trip impacted you even deeper than the first one. Could you take a few moments maybe and just share something on your heart with the folks today?
Absolutely. On our return trip that we got back from last spring, we lived and ministered among the Romanians for an entire month. While we were there, we sang 19 times. From large city churches to the tiniest little village churches nestled in the Carpathian Alps. I mean, sometimes it was like a scene out of Sound of Music. To smack dab in the middle of an orphanage that our family supports. But no matter where we traveled in the country, I noticed one consistent theme. The Romanians are a hurting people. It's as if a cloud of darkness hangs over them. For you see, they've only been freed from the grips of communism since the late 80s. It's not very long ago. Not too many generations back, people could have lost their lives for believing in Jesus and meeting together just like this. And so because of this, they are very serious. Church is a very serious matter to them. They honestly look so sad. Even though Jesus lives in their hearts, they do not know how to express joy. On our first trip there, on the plane ride over, we looked at each other and we said, how are we going to relate to these people? What does this family from Ohio have to say to encourage this culture? But in that moment, we decided that we were just going to be ourselves, just like we are here with you all. We praise the Lord. We worship. We raise our hands. We believed in 2019, we were sent to Romania to bring a revival of joy. And can I just say that in 2025, oh, that revival intensified. Now, you might be wondering, revival of joy, revival of joy? What does that mean, Aaron? Well, you see, our family didn't come up with that little phrase. No, it was because person after person and so many pastors would come up to us. They would hold us, they would touch our faces, and they would say, "You've brought us joy. You've brought us a revival of joy." And it just stuck. One evening after our family shared in a service, the pastor got up in the pulpit and he looked out into the faces of his congregation and he said to them, "Some of you, I have never seen smile until tonight." Wow. When we would sing, we would watch their hardened expressions begin to crack and soften and the tears begin to stream down their faces, maybe for the first time. You see, friends, it had nothing to do with our own efforts. No, it was because of the Holy Spirit bridging the gap, crossing the language barrier and the cultural divide, knitting our hearts together in such a unique way. And we are so, so ready to return to them next year. Thank you so much.
You know, if there's anything that we've learned from traveling, it's that people are people wherever we go. We might look a little different. Our skin color might be a little different. We might talk a little different. But people are people wherever we go. And so as dear and precious as the Romanian people are to us, we have been praying for this congregation all week. And so we look out at you today, and you are dear and precious to us. And so if you wouldn't mind, I greet you this morning the way that I greeted so many of the Romanian congregations. Noi suntem familia Stevens. Pace. We are the Stevens family. Peace to you. Suntem anarat sena aflum aici cuvoi. We are honored to be here. Suntem aici pentru a canta și a vorbi despre Isus. We are here to sing and to speak about Jesus. Dumnezeu să vă binecuvânteze. God bless you. As we went to Romania last year, we were going right about the Easter season, and we wanted to learn a song in Romanian to honor the Romanian people. So I reached for my hymn book and found a beautiful old hymn that I sang many years ago as a kid. If you don't know it, Aaron, why don't you sing a verse in English, and then I'll sing a verse in Romanian.
Marvelous grace of our loving Lord, grace that exceeds our sin and our guilt, yonder on Calvary's mount outpoured, there where the that will pour.
thank you so much for allowing us to share a little of our story and a big part of our hearts. And we do appreciate your prayers that God will continue to open up doors for our family, not only here in the United States, but also in other countries as he sees fit. We're so happy to be back here with you folks today. Thanks for making us feel welcome. Pastor Tim is coming to receive a love offering for our family. And we just want to thank you in advance for making an investment in us. As Rich mentioned, we're coming up on 41 years of being full-time in ministry on the road. And God has been so faithful to us. And he uses wonderful churches just like yours to help keep us going. So if you are able to give, we pray that God will multiply it back to you many times over. Pastor Tim.
We could have the ushers, please. Father, we are so grateful, Lord, for your message through song this morning. And my prayer is, Father, as they come back and minister a little bit more this morning, that you will just continue your ministry in the hearts of your people. If you're here this morning, I'm just asking you to surrender to him that which you need to surrender to him. Some of you need to let go of some things and allow his Holy Spirit to minister to you this morning. Hallelujah. Father, we just are grateful as we invest this morning into the ministry of the Stevens family. Father, we're believing, God, that there are seeds that we're sowing, that, Lord, with seeds comes growth, and with growth, Lord, comes a harvest. And so, Father, we just come before you and we give. Not out of compulsion, but because we want to give, because we want to invest, because, Lord, people need to hear your message. They need to hear your word. Whether it's through the preaching of the word, through worship, Lord, it all points to you. And we thank you for the many gifts that you've placed in the body of Christ. We thank you for the gift of music that you've given them. And we pray, Father, that you will multiply that, Father, even beyond what they could think or what they could imagine. And we're believing in Jesus' name. We ask your blessing upon both the gift and the giver. We pray in your name. Amen.
Thank you all so very much from the bottom of our hearts. Hey, we just have three more songs to share with you all. Can you hang with us for three? Yes? Little enthusiasm, little woo, little okay. All right. Don't bother. It's okay. Very quickly, I'd like to let you know what is available to you at our ministry table at the end of the service. I'd like to just give you a little run through so that you can familiarize yourself with our materials. You can take it home to encourage you and to encourage friends and family as well. Starting off with our original lullaby CD called Soothing Songs for Little Lambs. 10 original Bible-based lullabies that my parents wrote. And yes, they wrote it in honor of me many, many moons ago. So if you know of a mama who's expecting or she just needs some help getting the kids to sleep, pick up one of those for her and I'm sure she'll thank you. Dad has 2 volumes of his quiet keyboard CDs. Great to have on in the background during your prayer time. Creates a beautiful atmosphere of worship during your devotions, hymns and songs of the church as well. And of course, Christmas in July, can't forget it. If you want to get ready for the holidays, you can pick up our family's Christmas CD Because of Christmas Day. I would like to highlight our 3 latest albums for you all. This is going to give you the best amount of variety in what we're sharing today. Right here, this is called Hope in Christ, filled with many good gospel songs and songs that my folks have written. We shared Let There Be Praise. We also opened with We Are So Blessed, Dad's lovey-dovey love song to Mom, My Life Began With You, as well as the song that Mom wrote, The One and Only Name. We're going to do the title song off of that in just a moment. And right here, this is our personal best, our latest best of CD, including 15 all original, Rich and Tammy Stevens written songs. These are the songs that have truly made us the Stevens family over the years. And hot off the press, Hymns the Heritage continues, including 20 of the most beloved hymns of the church. So if you love the whole old hymns, this is for you. If you're new to the hymns, this is also for you. It is Hymns 101, but with a twist, by the Stevens family. I like that. Hey, our CDs are $10 a piece. But we're running a special today. If you come back and get any three CDs of your choosing, it's just $20. Any three CDs for a $20 donation. So that's kind of like buying two CDs and getting the third one for free. Yes, it's exactly what it is. You see, friends, I was homeschooled, so they're kind of stuck with me up here. But what if you don't have a CD player in your car or in your computer anymore? How are you supposed to listen to the Stevens family? Well, don't worry. We offer USB flash drives, and there's one in particular I'd like to tell you about. This is called The Collection. On this USB flash drive, you're going to find 99 Stevens family songs, everything I just told you about, and so much more. Plug this right into your car or into your computer. Take us with you anywhere you want to go. It is just $35 for 99 songs. Ooh, you just can't beat it. And hey, friends, we understand that we are living in a streaming and downloading driven music world right now. But from our hearts to yours, when you invest in our family's music in a tangible way, you all are truly the reason that we get to stay on the road and continue doing what the Lord has placed upon our lives. So we thank you in advance for that. Hey, we've got some fun t-shirts back there in honor of a song that we wrote called Anybody Got Joy? It's kind of like Got Milk, but with Jesus. Makes sense. It makes sense to me. Our cool logo is on the back. These come in kid sizes. They come in adult sizes. I love these colors just in time for summer. They are $20. We take cash, credit card checks, and Apple Pay. And if you happen to be on Facebook or you're watching on Facebook, hello there, and you'd like to keep up with our family's travels, either here in the U.S. or abroad in Europe, you can follow us at Stevens Family Music. That is Stevens Family Music. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Hey, Aaron.
Hey, Dad.
What if somebody wants that flash drive there with all those songs on it,
sure,
but they need a little technical assistance? Maybe it's, you know, because they're a little older, like Mom or me.
Sorry.
And they need a little guidance on that.
Yeah,
is there a class they can attend after the service or a tutorial they can access?
Are you serious?
Sure.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I am your tutorial today. Honestly, I am. Concert after concert, I go out to people's cars with them. I get in the driver's seat. Please turn on the AC, please. And I will help you figure out where to plug in that USB. So do not worry. We are a full service operation. Thank you.
Also, if you're interested in possibly supporting the ministry of the Stevens family on a monthly basis, or if you would like to just make a one-time donation, a great way to do that is through our nonprofit network. And the girls have a QR code at the table there after the service, and they can walk you through that if you need any help with that as well. We appreciate it.
Jesus' blood can make the vile, a sinner free. And I know, yes, I know, Jesus' blood can make the vile, a sinner clean. Oh,
share the title song from one of our latest recordings. This is a song that Tammy and I wrote, and it talks about where we as believers should be placing our hope. Something to think about today. What do we put our hope in? Do we put our hope in our job or our savings account, our plans for retirement, our 401k? How about this? Do we put our hope in our church? Do we put our hope in church membership or denomination? How about this one? Do we put our hope in our country? Do we put our hope in our government? That was a joke. You could laugh right there. That was okay. Hey, we just celebrated the 250th. And we are as red, white, and blue as they come. We will wave Old Glory and go watch those fireworks. We love this country and the principles that she was founded upon. And like many of you here today, we pray for our leaders, don't we? And when they make godly decisions, we rejoice. But ultimately, that is not where we place our hope. In fact, as members of the kingdom of heaven, our citizenship should go just a little bit higher than that, don't you think? Psalm chapter 31 says, "Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord."
Winds of change are blowing through this land. Evil seems to have the upper hand.
Kingdoms rise and kingdoms fall. Earthly leaders come and go. But Jesus reigns, He's Lord of all.
And as the church we love, this hope, with hearts of faith we settle it, not in this world, a nation or a government. We look to God and God alone, not to left or right. There is nothing that could ever change. Every day, freedoms we hold dear can slip away,
but our confidence is strong and sure, unmoved by man's designs, and we're anchored to the rock secure,
a refuge for all time. Faith we settle it, not in this world.
with assurance we will boldly stand and say that there is nothing that could ever take away our hope in Christ. We have this hope in Christ.
So that is the question that we all have to answer this morning. Where are we placing our hope? As I listened to Rich go through the list of the things that we might choose to put our hope in, I thought to myself, well, there's not anything in and of themselves that makes them bad. But there is one word that comes to mind when I hear him say those things. And that word is temporary. Temporary. None of the things that he talked about are going to last. I don't know about you, but I want something that I can put my faith in, that I know that will carry me through this life and the life to come. The Bible tells us that the things that are seen are temporary, but the things that are unseen, those are the things that are eternal. Those are the things that will last. You know, in the book of Ecclesiastes, we read this scripture: God has placed eternity within the heart of man. What does that mean? I think it means that the creator of this universe has placed something within each of us that makes us long for something more. We might try to find that fulfillment in the things that the world has to offer, but we're always going to come up empty until we direct our gaze to the one who gave us life, the one who loves us, the one who loved us so much that he gave his own son to die in our place. He wants us to yearn for him, because only Jesus can satisfy the longing of the human heart. So my friend, can I say boldly today that it's not something that you're looking for, but it's someone, and his name is Jesus. We've been singing about him today and about his wonderful message, the gospel message, the good news that says we don't have to stay the way we are. We don't have to live with the burden and regret of our sin. But we can become a brand new creation by calling upon the name of Jesus. We sang Jesus, the one and only name. Today here, if you've not placed your hope in Christ, you can call upon that name and experience salvation. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. We're living in a world today that tells us that there are many ways to God, but there aren't. There's only one way, and it's through the Son. It's through the cross, through the precious shed blood of Jesus that was shed for you and for me. Amen. Can we bow our heads this morning? There's somebody here today, perhaps, that needs to surrender. You need to surrender your life, your plans, your goals, your dreams. You need to come to the foot of an old rugged cross and recognize that you can't do this thing called life on your own. You need a Savior. The price has already been paid. All you have to do is receive by faith. And the Bible tells us that we have to confess our sins. We have to recognize that we are sinners. All of us are. And we kneel before that cross and we say, Jesus, cleanse me, make me a brand new creation. And he promises to do that. The gospel message is not just for kids in VBS. It's not just for old people. It's for all of us. We all need a Savior. So if you're here this morning as our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed, you know the condition of your heart. You know where you stand before the Lord. You know if you're ready to go to heaven or not. And if you're here today and you need to make Jesus the Lord of your life, would you just slip up a hand right now? We'd love to pray with you today before the service comes to a close so that you could have an assurance. I'm not putting my hope in something that's going to fade away, but I'm going to put my hope in Christ. Anybody at all, you'd slip up a hand. We'd love to pray with you. Just another moment. I don't want this moment to slip by. If you're watching over live stream. You could raise your hand right now too. I might not see it, but the Lord does. We want to pray with you today. Just another moment. I need a Savior today. I want to put my hope in Christ. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for your presence here today. It's been so wonderful to experience the joy that comes in being in your presence. Lord, I pray that as the gospel message has gone out today, I pray that it has fallen on good soil. And if there's anyone here today that needs to surrender, or anybody that's watching right now where they were at, they would just cry out and say, Lord, have mercy on me. I'm a sinner. Forgive me. Lord, thank you that you never ever turn away the cry of a humble heart that is reaching towards you. Help us all, Lord, to leave this place, putting our hope and trust in you, knowing that one day we will see you face to face, and it will be worth it all when we see Jesus. We ask this in your wonderful name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for allowing us to be here. Thanks for embracing our family and making us feel welcome. We just want to leave you with one more song today. It's a beautiful song with a wonderful message. It should be all of our message as we leave today. The story that has transformed our lives. We need to share that with those we come in contact with.
I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story because I know 'tis true. It satisfies my longings as nothing else can do. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love. Ooh. I love to tell the story for those who know it best, seen hungering and thirsting to hear it like the rest. And when in scenes of glory I sing,